喂，宝宝，我是你。
WA Mobile.
4 CWA, I believe it is. This is Alpha Juliet 4, Romeo Alpha Mobile here on, just on the edge of Greenville. Name is Bill.
Good morning, Bill. This is Steve on this end, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. And I am on Highway 357. About 6 miles south of Highway 11, headed into Greenville. So are you on the west side, south side, east side? Where are you?
I'm on the south side, I guess, just a little bit north of Five Forks, heading into Greenville.
That's good. How long you live down that way?
Been down in that area. Let me see, the house I'm in now, I moved into moved on that property in 1998, I think.
Okay, good. I used to live, if you know where the soccer fields are on Anderson Ridge Road, I used to live over behind the soccer fields.
Yes, okay, I know exactly where you were, and we're, I guess, probably about 5 miles further south and just a wee bit west of there, AG4. All right, Bubble.
The little neighborhood back there behind the soccer fields was, it was great. It was private. It was quiet when I moved out there. And then they built the soccer fields, and it was like all of Manhattan moved in on us with all the traffic and the cars. And it was at least 3 or 4 days a week in the evenings, and then pretty much all weekend when they played soccer, so it just got a little too much for us. We moved up here in the country.
Good. Steve, I guess we had a little bit of a similar experience, not quite that so dramatic, but I used to live in Sugar Creek over in the Taylors area, and it started to build up and traffic got heavier, and so we looked for a place a little further out with a little less activity, so to say.
I think you've been following me around. I grew up over there off of East North Street, just a little ways in towards town from Sugar Creek. Matter of fact, I remember when they built Sugar Creek in there. How about that? Matter of fact, I went to Eastside High School.
It's a small world, so I think I moved into Sugar Creek in 1991, and I stayed there, I guess, only for about 5 years when I moved down towards Simpsonville.
The accent, where are you originally from?
I am originally from the east coast of Canada, Nova Scotia, Victor Echo 1 territory. In fact, I still maintain a station at my family home, Victor Echo 1, Bravo Mike India. So I relocated. I moved to Greenville in 1991. Anyway, that's my story. Here I am.
Do you like it here?
Oh, absolutely. I love it here. I traveled here for a long time before I moved here. I guess I first came to Greenville in 1972 or 1973, and I was back and forth frequently business-wise, I knew the area well before I moved here, and it had quite a bit of time here, albeit on a transient basis. Over.
Kind of start to sound like Michelin. Michelin has a Nova Scotia plant, and in headquarters and a few plants here.
That's guilty as charged. I actually did a startup of one of the Bridgewater plants in Nova Scotia. Michelin plant, sorry, in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, and I traveled back and forth here with them, and they gave me what we call an expat service, a temporary transfer. It asked me to take a temporary transfer here to this area for a 3 to 5 year assignment, and in year two asked me if I'd stay here. So that's kind of what happened. Over.
Yeah, I put in let's see, that's been about 6 or 7 years ago. I put in a digital imaging system for the Textile and Tringle on the production line in Nova Scotia, Bridgewater, and about 4 more plants here in the States.
Okay, so you did that after I retired from the company. I retired in 2007, but the plant in Nova Scotia, Bridgewater plant you're talking about, I was engineering manager at that plant for a good while before I moved here.
Ah, okay, so you were there during the time that they used the fluoro screens to look at the tires, and I replaced those fluoro screens with digital panels so that they could get instant imaging.
And this is AJ4RA Mobile for ID, but yeah, I worked many years with the processes and installing new ones or modifying plants, expanding plants and stuff, so a lot of that kind of stuff that you did was done on my watch with various members of my teams at different times. So we almost crossed paths. I just had to hit the doorway before you got there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had a lot of interaction with Mark also.
I've been spent quite a bit of time on that campus too. I guess my work history there with that company took me pretty well everywhere. I worked all over the world with the exception of Asia. It's about the only place I haven't spent time working, but South America, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Canada, the United States, Mexico. spent a lot of time on airplanes.
How about that? It is a small world. As a matter of fact, back in the day, I used to provide the paper to Mark for their X-ray imaging systems.
Looks like you've been around the imaging business for a good while. I take it that's been your primary livelihood for a good part of your life.
My entire work career. Yeah, I've done industrial, medical, veterinary, podiatry, just about anything to do with an X-ray machine. I've done it. And except airport X-ray, I just never got into that. Did the radiation safety training. I sold the equipment, repaired it. My background is in electronics, so anyhow, yeah, it was an interesting career. I still dabble in it just a bit, but nothing like before COVID.
We've got some similarities in terms of history. My original education was in electronics as well, and my early professional life, I was a broadcast engineer, and then from that I moved into microwave and undersea cable communications, and before I left, always looking for greener pastures, and went into manufacturing, because the money and the opportunities were better. There were much larger companies with a lot more needs, so therefore more mobility, I guess.
Yes, sir, exactly. And, yeah, pretty much I stayed regional. Well, I take that back, not exactly regional, but anywhere on the East Coast, pretty much all on the East Coast, or rather east of the Mississippi. That was my turf with my little business. So I've done a little bit of everything as far as X-ray imaging. Matter of fact, I've even X-rayed works of art.
Well, I'm curious, are you still actively working, or are you retired now?
Since COVID pretty much knocked down any type of marketing, any type of office calls, any type of conferences where you can do any marketing. And I'm 67 now, and I've got a customer base that I'll still do business with, and I've pretty much culled off all the other ones that never paid on time and always complained about what I charged them. I let them go. Just, hey, hit the road. I'll work about, 2 days a week. And, you know, that's as busy as I want to be and keep my fingers in it. And pretty much beyond that, I go and do whatever I want to do.
Slight pause for traffic. But, 67, I am 75, so we're a little bit apart, but not too awful far. And I've been retired since 2007, but I did start a business and did some work not related to my original profession. But similar story. I pretty well stopped most of that with the COVID as well. It kind of, in fact, two of the companies that were major clients for me were both sold. So COVID had a major impact on things in a lot of ways.
Shuffled the deck. Yep. So anyhow, in the meantime, I just pretty much do the ones I want to do, and the rest I set aside, and I pretty much go as I please now. There's a fella that handled a lot of computer training and a lot of the computers at Michelin, and he would fly back and forth from Greenville up to Akron and do some training up there, and he is now retired. And he is the administrator for the repeater that we're on. Good friend of mine. We've been together in a different millennia.
And who is that?
W4DJW.
Yes, okay. I talked with Dave and Sock yesterday when I was up at the field day for a little bit. And we had shared some of the same areas of Michelin facilities for a little bit of our early career. So I got to meet a few of the folks that I had known from many years past. I've been away for 2 meters for a good while. I, in fact, only put the radio in this car about 4 weeks ago. I took it out of my vehicle in 2004. I was pretty well spending most of my time on an airplane going to Europe or South America, so I really didn't have any time for local stuff. I stayed active on HF when I was home, so just kind of plugged back into this side. Over.
There again, we just missed each other because I was at the field day early at around 10:30 or 11 o'clock until about noon, and had to take off. And I did not get to come back because my granddaughter came, spent the weekend with us. How about that? Well, I'm sorry I missed you. I would love to have met you. And I'm glad you got to meet Dave, too. He is a very, very, very interesting guy, very smart.
Sorry that we missed too. We'll get a chance, I hope, to meet in person somewhere along the on the timeline here. And I have just arrived over where I'm heading for, so I'm going to close out with you. In fact, I'm just about to head down in a hole in a parking spot, so it'll probably get very noisy. So I'll hang on for your final, and then I'll be clear with you, Steve. I appreciate the QSO this morning. Nice to ride along with you. A pleasure to meet you. Alpha Julia 4, Romeo Alpha Mobile.
Roger, Roger, Bill. And I have also appreciated very much. It was very interesting. It's interesting how folks' paths cross. And hopefully we'll get to meet up at one of the club meetings, the Blue Ridge Club. And maybe we'll get to see each other there when we start having face-to-faces again, which should be pretty soon. So, you have a good day. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
CLX Mobile is in here.
How are you today, sir?
K4 VWA, this is November 6, Charlie, Lima, X-Ray, Mike. We've talked before, just been a while.
How are we doing this morning? Steve on this end.
Just on the way to work now, finally. Four-letter word.
Hey, watch the language now. Jeez, man. No, as a matter of fact, I'm doing the same thing. I think I've got about 3 hours worth of work to do this morning. And I don't know if you were monitoring on my other conversation with Bill. Semi-retread, and I'm going to work about 3 hours this morning, and then I get to go do whatever I want to do, which is actually taking two riding lawnmowers over to the repair shop, one's mine, one's my daughter's, so I get to do for them, and then I get to go do some more stuff for my wife, so my job really shouldn't take more than about an hour, hour and a half, but I'm going to stretch it to three so I don't have to do so much step and fetch for the family.
I'm getting into work late, my wife's having some medical procedures done and 3 days a week, and it take her in at 6:45, and I usually get out at 8:30, but today I'm rolling out a little slow. But I've got a full, well, whatever's left of 8 hours, full 8 hours, I guess, today. Unless I run out of steam.
You'll be able to carry on, and I hope and pray that your wife's medical thing is not too serious, and she'll do just fine.
Better. She's got to do this for 4 weeks, but it's improving every day.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Yep. It seems like I went through all of my medical messes in 2019 and 2020, and now I'm back percolating along, jumping ditches with new knees and doing pretty good.
It's old, you know. But, hey, this seems to be the ticket here, so we'll see.
So where are you located today? Right now, I'm on Wade Hampton in Taylor's, right, just outside the Texas Roadhouse.
All right, coming down the hill. Yeah. I have yet to go to that Texas Roadhouse. I'm on 85 headed to Spartanburg, the other side of Spartanburg. Right off of 85 is Business 85, where they join back together is where the office is.
Yeah, well, at least it's not Woodruff Road. I mean, you got enough traffic there. But, oh, goodness gracious. Well, hey, how do you like that, I don't know if that's Pelham Road extension or Roper Mountain. I believe it's Roper Mountain extension there. That cuts between Rupper Mountain and Pelham Road with all that construction in there. Isn't that lovely?
Down that in years, but I looked up there and saw a construction or destruction, and sometimes they use that as an alternate, so when I saw that, I said, oh, write that off the list.
Yes, sir. And I don't travel in that area as much as I used to, but man, I tell you what, for me, too many ants on the anthill, baby.
No flying today, then.
Well, no, I'm not going to get to fly airplanes today because you're not going with me.
Dave's busy, too, then.
Yes, Dave's probably resting up from the field day with the club over the weekend.
I've said I'd do that, and I haven't. And this year, I said, no way.
I helped with the Greer Club field day by hauling some equipment over there with my truck. And then I got to go over to the Greenville Blue Ridge Club for just a little bit in the morning, until about noon after I did that hauling, and then my intent was to go back over and participate at Blue Ridge, but with the granddaughter coming early and me being busy until the time she came, well, that was the end of that. There we go again. Now, I enjoyed having my granddaughter, but it seems to me like when you retire, everybody else has a plan for your time.
A few years ago, he said he's busier now than he was when he was working.
I've told my wife about three or four times that, and let me preface this. My wife retired July 22nd, and when I retired, she felt like, oh, we got to keep him busy to keep him out of trouble. No, and I've had to restructure our time allotment relationship here.
You're on a different radio than normal. You sound, your audio is a lot higher pitched than normal. Not as much bass.
Bought another little vehicle to haul my airplanes in, and I put a, it's called a Wuzon. It's a four band cross repeat radio in this little vehicle, and you know, it's a cheap Chinese. It's not my usual Yaesu, so that's probably what's got the pitch of my voice changed a little bit. So anyhow, it's just a cheap little radio.
Go to instead of wideband FM.
Know that this manufacturer even knows what that is.
Typical on Chinese stuff. Normally it comes wide on set on wideband, but every once in a while you find one set on narrow.
I'll go into the books on the thing and check that, see if that's what it is. And I tell you what, a friend of mine is, he just had a radio dial in finally, and he's looking at that Yaesu FTM200DR. Oh, man, I think he's finally made the decision to pull the trigger because it's got a band scope on it, and it's all in color, and it's nice, but it's also got a nice price tag, so now I've got the fever.
You know, it's kind of funny. I've been in this hobby for 40 years, and I was getting heavy into HF again a couple of years ago, and now it's all kind of just gone to the wayside. I got three HF rigs, and I don't turn any of them on.
Okay. Well, do you do FT8 or any of the digital modes?
No. Was trying to do a little packet bags, but not on HF. I don't have all my rigs are ancient. The newest one I have, I bought in 94, Kenwood TS-450. The other two were, one's a full tube Swan, and the, that I'm fixing up, and the other one is an old Yaesu DM-901 from the 80s.
Okay. Well, wow. But they're still good rigs. And I tell you what, any time that I got into a little valley with the doldrums on a certain hobby, I try to mix in a little something. You know, if it was a hobby I really enjoyed and I got kind of cold on it, I'd try to mix in something new. That's what I did with the FT8, and that's pretty interesting. And I'll tell you something else I'm thinking about trying to do, too, is Windlink. A friend of mine told me about Windlink and basically being able to text over the ham without a Wi-Fi connection.
N6CLX. Interesting. I just, I bought, the last thing I bought earlier this year, I got one of the Magic boxes that you plug in. Well, it's for the TS-450. Plug it in and then plug it into the sound card on the computer. But I've never gone beyond just putting it on the bench. I don't know, it's just been a rough year with all the medical stuff.
Hopefully that all the effort put into that is going to come to fruition and everybody's going to get back healthy and you're going to have some time on your hands. And, you'll be able to get it back in there, dedicate a little bit of time to something you enjoyed before. So, something else I did too. I had a good antenna. It's a good antenna. I had a Cushcraft D4, but I went, it's a rotatable dipole, and man, I had an opportunity to move up to a Mosley TA-33 that had the short band and the 40 meter add-on. Oh my goodness. That thing, the Pacific Rim is just a chip shot now.
I got a phone call, so I have to bid you good morning, and I'll talk to you later. N6 CLX, I'll be clear.
Thanks. Have a good day, Chief. And hopefully I'll keep you in my thoughts and get everything on the medical end straightened up, everybody back good and healthy, and I will talk to you again soon. N6 CLX, have a good day. KN4, VWA, clear.
Jeff is hardly functional. You still there? Hardly functional. Well, I still have to put the antenna back up is all it is. I used to actually do very well with an end-fed random piece of wire going between two telephone poles. But the first good windstorm got rid of that idea. And today's not going to be a good day to do anything. Tomorrow's not going to be either. I gotta start clearing a bunch of... I'm not used to doing this kind of labor anymore. I was a desk jockey for too many years. But today is going to be clearing a bunch of brush, cutting down trees, because I got a shipping container arriving tomorrow, and it's got to have room to get in here.
Yep. Well, I'm downtown Greenville, so I may picket fence a little bit, and I may be in and out in all these buildings. And it's good to hear from you there, Glenn. One thing, bud, it's going to be humid out there today, and we're going to have pop-up thunderstorms, but it's going to be warm. So just, pace yourself. Don't go playing Superman. You get in real trouble real quick at our age.
I mean, I damn near killed myself yesterday just getting a couple of pieces of big heavy lumber from the Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever it was back to here. Just unloading and loading the truck. Great, how am I going to do this then? I got to take the chainsaw and start doing some serious cutting. Because I got this 40-foot shipping container arriving and it needs room to maneuver to get in here. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun day.
Yep. But, do you remember that song about the rubber tree plant and the ant? Well, the ant can do it, but he just takes his time and does it a little bit at a time, boss. So, just remember that. It all gets done, maybe just a little bit longer. But at the end, you're still around to enjoy it. Well, listen, I've arrived at my destination in downtown Greenville. Hopefully you can still hear me okay, because I'm kind of under a hill. And I'll talk to you again soon, bud. Be careful out there in the heat. KN4, VWA, I am clear.
VWA, KD2BNG. All right, take it easy. And I'll try to do the same. We'll talk to you later, 73s.